and Selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits. It's the show that's got everyone saying, oh, so you have time to do your little podcast with your friends, but you can't take 5 minutes to call your own mother? If you'd like your thing to be the thing our show has everyone saying, write it into a 5-star Apple Podcast review with the hashtag the show that's got everyone saying, and I'll read it at the beginning of every show.
Was that a submission or was that your personal?
That was my mom's submission. I'm your co-host, Jalat. No.
No, that's me. That's not your name.
I'm your co-host, Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with your co-host, July Diaz.
Hi.
And your co-host, Agata.
Hi. What's up? How's it going?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Gabe Yourself? Has been back. I mean, Gabe has been gone for a long time. He went on a trip, which he rudely did not invite me on with his wife and dog. and we missed you.
Oh, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we missed you.
This is our first one back. And boy, do I have a surprise for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready.
We got a special guest.
Oh, awesome.
He's a musician.
That's great.
Period. Actor. Period. Comedian. Period. Performer. You've seen him around UCB. He's your friend and my friend, George Barber.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Surprise, it's me.
Hey. Welcome.
Gabe has been begging, so that's why I said it's a surprise for Gabe.
Surprise, yeah. Gabe, here I am.
Okay, great.
Just like you wanted.
Do that thing I've been wanting to hear.
Okay.
Your catchphrase.
It's time for the show. Hey, let's do the show.
Yes.
And it's time for the show, because Gabe is back. All right, just like you wanted.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for having me,
if you could
guys.
See the elated look on my face. Thanks for coming on, George.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
What a pleasure.
This is a show where we talk about the things that are trending.
Great.
Yeah. In the world, in the blogosphere. Is that still a thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I hear about it from time to time in the newsprint.
So do you consider yourself someone who knows what's trending at any given moment, or just occasionally?
That's a good question, because I think that I'm like firmly stuck in 1973.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Because
I
like smoke a pipe and like drive trucks and things.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And like wear flannel unironically. But I think I know things that are happening.
Like, are you on Twitter like tweeting about?
No.
Scaramucci.
No, I'm not. I'm just yelling about it in the public square like an old man.
Okay.
That's all we can do.
Yeah.
Well, one thing we can guarantee is that we're not talking about anything that your Facebook friends are talking about on this show.
Right. Perfect.
It's other things that are trending. Things that are trending all over the world and in any circle. Nothing's too small, we've learned.
July, what's on your hat?
It's a little black Bart.
Great.
Skateboarding. Yeah, thank you very much.
That's a great hat.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah, I love this hat.
And George is wearing a hat that says
awesome.
Stuart and John's Sugar House,
Westmoreland,
New Hampshire.
Yep.
Is that a real place?
Yeah, it's a real place. They tap the maples in the back.
Oh, man.
And then
they
do up the maple syrup, and then they deliver it warm to your table.
Whoa.
Oh
wow. In the front.
Did
in
you
the
bring
restaurant.
Any with you right now?
I have a case here with me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, it's time for the case of maple syrup.
Oh, this is my favorite part of the show. We get a taste maple syrup.
Yeah, July has famously said he's never had real maple syrup before.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's right.
It is really, it is drastically different than, like...
IHOP syrup.
Yes.
Yeah.
That being said, I grew up with, like, Aunt Jemima syrup in the house. I didn't have, like, nice real maple syrup, so that's still, like... the preferred maple syrup, but my wife grew up in New Hampshire and she accepts no substitutes.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, I was born in Canada. I lived there for a long time and we had a tree in our backyard and every morning we went out and tapped it to get a gallon of classic Canadian maple syrup.
With a good old tap.
Yeah. And then we did a quick game of ice hockey before going to school.
We pet our polar bear and we played ice hockey.
Yeah. you know, you guys all remember.
You know, Canada.
Yeah, of course.
You remember my Canadian childhood.
Yeah, I've described it in vivid detail. Gabe, have you ever had real maple syrup?
Oh, sure. I mean, my family also hails from Canada, so I've been up there.
That's true.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I have, like, snooty, bougie parents, so they would buy, like, Trader Joe's, you know.
His dad is French.
He's oh, well, French, excuse so.
Yeah, do his accent.
Wow, interesting.
Wow, that was so spot on.
He is French.
Do you hail from New Hampshire yourself?
I hail from Massachusetts originally.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
You and your wife are a couple northeastern.
Yeah, a couple of winterborn New England folk, yeah.
Nice. And you're just sick of the sunshine, aren't you?
Oh, I just hate it.
Yeah.
I hate this beautiful weather. I hate everybody's sunny disposition.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I totally agree. I'm not from the East Coast, but I, you know, sometimes I just scream at people if they look too happy.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that. Mm-hmm. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst part about living here, I think, is that people are just too happy and, like,
yeah,
but living their dreams.
But it's like implied happiness, mm-hmm. you know, because you're it's a place where we're in a constant state of performance, so people have to sort of like keep up an air.
True.
Right. Where literally every other place on the planet, I'm convinced people are just sort of like angry and curmudgeonly, and yeah. everybody's like, well, that's how Dan is. So
it's true.
It's yeah. true.
That's oh. so. I've never thought about it like that. Wow. What a world.
You have to be it's not a bad bit of protocol to be nice to people. I'm not saying don't be nice to people. Mm-hmm. I think I've never been more important than right now because everything is a nightmare.
Yeah.
But there is an element of like I have to appear likable
mm-hmm.
and like I have to appear likable and also have sort of carry a sunny disposition because I might be out at a taco place and meet whoever that's going to make me a whatever. And
John Cusack.
So you're going to meet a John Cusack. Yeah. John Cusack is going to make you the new John Cusack. Yeah.
Hold this boombox.
That's it. And you just stand there. Oh. But yeah, I don't know. And I think that makes people just sort of like extra sunny.
True. Yeah. But is it real sun?
No, it's a that's why it's that's the insidious nature of this place. So everyone is deeply sad and it's beautiful yeah. all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
George is moving away soon.
Oh, it's true. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
Back to the East Coast.
This is breaking news.
Yeah, mm-hmm. breaking news.
You guys are the only ones covering this story.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I wanted to be the first.
We got the
you
scoop.
You got there first. You got the scoop. Congratulations.
Yeah. When are you leaving?
I'm leaving in 15 days.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, wow.
So just a little over 2 weeks.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What are you going to miss the most? Is it me?
Yeah, that's correct. I got it. It's you.
So that's what we came here for.
Yep.
Yeah. That's why we invited you on the show, so we could get it on tape.
Great. Well, it's done. I'll see you guys later. No, I mean, the other side of everybody being nice here is that in communities like the one that we are all lucky to be a part of, the sort of like greater comedy community at large, it's sort of where... it's where, like, nice people who are also real humans and have had lives mm-hmm. that are colorful in a variety of different ways all sort of come together, be it to make things or just be around people like that. And that's a thing I'll really miss because mm-hmm. this community, when it is an actual bona fide community,
mm-hmm.
is a great thing. And I'll miss that. But aww. It's not going anywhere. It'll still be here.
Yeah.
And I'll be out in the woods.
Everyone's... clearly going to miss you.
Where are you moving exactly?
I'm moving to New Hampshire.
To New Hampshire. Wow. To the woods, literally?
To the woods, yeah. To the woods, to a farm.
Right next to Stuart and Joffins?
John's.
Yeah, old Stu and Joffin. I'm Stu and I'm Joffin. Come to get maple syrup. Stay for the pancakes.
Hello.
It's me and Joffin.
Oh, I'm here too. It's
Stu and Joffin.
We are here to tap your trees.
Yeah.
Trees.
The commercial is 45 minutes long. It plays during every Red Sox game. Everybody's always confused.
I can't read cursive.
That's your argument, is that this print on my hat, slightly cursive print.
Yeah. I'm also just blind.
Can you read what it says on his shirt?
I'll give you a hint. It's the city you're in right now.
Okay. Oh God. Can I phone?
It's okay. It's okay.
Oh man, I feel bad that we all outed that Agata cannot read.
Cursive.
Oh my God.
She can't read cursive.
Yeah. Well, is that why you guys are always writing each other notes in cursive and leaving them around?
Well, yeah. We just love passing cursive notes, but.
I'm just a real handwriting geek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I see you. Okay. George.
Yes.
You may have noticed behind the production glass over there, we have our producer, who is, of course, as you can see, a robot.
Yep.
She's the robotic version of Laura Hall, the pianist from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We'd like for you to please meet Robo Laura Hall.
Hello, Laura.
Hello, my name is Robo Laura Hall.
Hello, Laura. Nice to meet you.
So she does a lot of the various sort of like administrative tasks on the show, plays some music. You know, she's always sending notes in if we get a call.
Not in cursive.
it's all in like monotype font.
She also has a personality.
I love non-cursive notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Thank well, you can't write in cursive. You're a robot. But she has her moods. So sometimes she's like really snappy at our guests. Sometimes she's
a little
feeling
amorous.
Herself.
Yeah.
Please give me smooches.
Okay, and that's a request to you, George.
All right, I gotta give us I smooch the robot. Right,
yes.
Oh, wait, she's into it. Some guests are apprehensive about kissing her because she demands.
She's a beautiful robot lady.
Yeah, she is. She's very attractive.
Yeah.
True. So let's just hope she stays in her lane and, you know, does her job.
Yeah,
absolutely.
She adds a certain spice to the show sometimes, but usually she'll kind of stay out of the way.
George is a married man.
Yeah.
So we're asking you, please.
We'll keep the smooching.
Yes.
To a minimum.
Cheeks only.
Cheeks only.
I love you.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wow, this is
I'm going to
God, this is very sudden.
It's okay.
All right. Keep it. All right. Should we go into our first segment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robo Laura Hall, before we go into the segment, would you just kindly read the date and time?
The time is Sunday, July 30th, 2017 at 3:08 p.m. and 5 seconds.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the trends that are happening right at that timestamp you just heard.
Right now.
But first, we've got a segment that Agata does. It's called Ask Agata.
Ask Agata is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask Agata may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Agata, board certified addiction medicine.
So this is my segment where our listeners will either call in to 432 Agata High or text that number or go to www.http://www.twb.cool/ask and you can ask me about anything that's going on in your life, anything you need help with, any advice. We get a wide range of questions here. So what do you got for me today, Rubble or Hawk?
This question is from Alone Malone. Dear Agata, I just got out of a long relationship and I want to be single and just focus on myself right now. However, I also want to have sex, but I am very bad at being casual. I'm looking for men and many of them on apps are horrible. How do I find nice guys to be casual with? How do I not get attached? Any tips?
Wow, great question.
Okay, this person wants to
fuck.
Meet some gentlemen callers.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
For the purpose
or lady callers.
Or lady callers, 2017.
I thought she said the guys that I'm seeing on apps.
She exclusively said guys, but we need to make sure that we are.
Well, but we don't know that it's a she. Malone is a.
Okay. Alone. I'm going to assume.
Have we pointed out that you're being disgustingly heteronormative yet, or
yeah.
what?
I'm sorry. Okay, so this person, he or she, is looking for some dudes for one night only. And they're asking me for advice. Okay, listen. Here's what you got to do. You go to a bowling alley.
Ooh, all right.
Okay.
I can already tell this is legit.
Yeah. You grab a hot dog. You casually stand behind the lanes. You find a group that has off numbers. There's always going to be a group that's
right.
not...
Right.
That is true. That
not
is
equal.
True.
Mm-hmm. You casually slide in. You ask them if they mind another stranger joining them.
Big timeout. What... Have you eaten the hot dog yet?
Yeah, you're
still
just
have
still
it?
Holding
no,
it.
No, you're still holding it.
Okay.
It's part of making you look like you're part of the bowling alley scene. Like, you're not just a weirdo or
a
murderer.
Oh, got it. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, what an idiot I am.
Yeah. Like, if you're holding a hot dog, you know what to do in a bowling alley.
Okay, got it. Sorry, my mistake.
Yeah.
And what locale is this? What location are we? City of L.A.?
Yeah, you're at the bowling alley at Hollywood and Highland.
Okay, great.
Could I just point out that your odd number of people strategy is very monogamous, like you don't know if any of them are in polyamorous relationships.
All right, that's true, but I mean if that is true then you have more options,
right?
That's true.
Yeah,
okay, you're right.
So hopefully the mix of people that you've sprung up on
oh boy, what a choice, what a word choice. Spring upon them with your hot dog.
Yeah. make yourself look casual, and then you know, just normal, just join their conversations, whatever they're talking about. You talk about it as if you know it too, and eventually they'll accept you as your own, and you'll have your pick of anyone there.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's that simple.
Just that simple.
That's how I find every guy that I've ever met.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Mm.
Every single one?
True. Every guy I've ever dated.
Wow.
How often are you doing this?
At least once a month.
That's a lot of hot dogs.
Once a month is a lot of hot dogs?
Yeah.
You got to change how you live your life, man.
Yeah.
You got to eat more hot dogs.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. This sounds good.
Does anyone else have advice for this person?
Yeah, sure. I'd say go on Reddit.
Which one?
How about go to the mashup Reddit, you mm-hmm. know, song mashup Reddits,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and just like find whatever the topic that's like hot, you know, you'll find some hot people there. Just
uh-huh.
get in the comments and just hang it. Just like put it out there. Hey, I'm hanging out at the bowling alley. Gonna grab some hot dogs.
So your plan also involves hot dogs and a bowling alley.
I guess it does, okay. But it starts at Reddit.
Okay. Sure. Well, I'm bored then. It sounds like we're on the same mm-hmm. page here.
Both good pieces of advice.
Yeah.
I just want to say, just be careful out there. You know, you don't want to find yourself getting attached again, and then maybe you get your heart broken,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
then where are you? You're alone, Malone, too, lost in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Got him.
And you're eating pizza in a limo.
Yeah, exactly. So that sounds great.
Not so bad to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I have. I don't have any dating advice.
Okay. George?
Yeah, I would say Tom Petty's doing 3 shows in September.
Oh, nice.
At the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
Act like you have a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have a spare ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then... be like, hey, anybody need a ticket? Anybody need a ticket? Like you're a scalper.
Yeah.
On the street?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then when someone comes over and is like, I don't have a ticket, be like, yeah, me neither. Do you want to go to this bowling alley? It's
yeah.
right down the street. It's a Lucky Strike. It's
yeah.
at Hollywood and Highland.
Yeah.
It's about 800 feet from here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Just go there.
Right.
Just talk about how it was, like, what a goof and gag that was when you thought I had a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, you know, just bowl your hearts out
mm-hmm.
and then head home. See what happens.
Okay.
Right? That should work.
Yeah.
So no hot dog in your plan.
No, get hot dogs. Have you ever had a bowling alley hot
okay,
dog?
Of course.
They're delicious.
They're the best kind of hot dog.
I love when you go to places like, I remember in Virginia, like going down there in high school and you would go to a bowling alley in Virginia and a pitcher of beer was like $4 and hot dogs were like 75 cents.
Yes.
Wow.
And you could just gorge yourself on hot
amazing.
Dogs and lukewarm beer by the pitcher.
Yum. That's what I love.
You just can't get that anymore.
Taking a little dive in the pitcher of warm beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I used to dip my hot dogs in a warm pitcher of beer.
Damn.
Memories.
So I think that we've really helped this person. I'm sure if they're not getting laid right this second.
Sure.
Entirely based on our advice. Mm-hmm. It's any minute now.
And if you are and you're listening, congrats.
Yeah.
Congrats to you.
Good work. You guys are a very accommodating podcast.
Thank you.
You do so much for your listeners, you know?
Yeah.
You answer their questions. Mm-hmm. If they leave a 5-star review on their preferred podcast listening machine, mm-hmm. be that iTunes or some other podcast player, you'll read their thing.
Yeah.
You have to tell me if it's sweeties. Another podcast player, though, because I can't check all of them.
No. And is there another one? I wouldn't know.
I mean, yeah. Feel free to review us on Spotify, Google Play Music. All of that shit.
Tidal.
We love our Tidal. Podcast.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all the podcasts on Tidal.
Yeah.
Jay-Z's got the one podcast.
The one podcast.
We care about our fans. It's like part of who we are. Can't take it out of us.
It's really beautiful.
And thank you. I want their lives to be better having known me. There we go.
Yeah.
July.
Mm-hmm.
We usually do your segment about now. Does that sound like a thing you'd like to
do? Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, as a song.
Oh, cool.
It's the funny pages. Funny pages. Funny pages. Funny pages. Any pages. It's the funny pages.
Nice beautiful. Radio fade. That was beautiful.
That was really nice.
This is the part of the show where I, July, read a comic strip from the Sunday Funnies. And since it is Sunday today, that means an extra big comic.
Oh, wow. Lucky us.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. George, do you have any experience with the Sunday Funnies?
I love the Sunday Funnies.
Mm. Ooh, what's your favorite?
Oh, man. I was always a big fan of Doonesbury.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
You want to do Doonesbury?
If you want to. I don't want to hijack the segment with my taste.
No, the guest gets to choose.
It's really? Then let's do it.
Let's do it.
You say we do a lot for our listeners. We also do a lot for our guests.
Oh, you're going to make me blush.
Doonesbury.
How many panels is it, July?
It's 1,800 panels. It's the entire works of Doonesbury.
Also, every panel has like 4 paragraphs of text.
All right, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 panels.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Big one.
Doonesbury, smash cut to the outside of the White House. We hear a voice from the inside of the White House saying, "Get me a prime minister on the phone now."
Okay.
Second panel.
Mm.
President that we all love says, "Prime minister, you're a loser."
Oh, man.
Third panel.
Who's he talking to?
Outside of the White House. He's on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Forgot to mention that. Third panel. Outside of the White House again. We hear voices saying, "Rents. Rients.
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 I want to sign something. Bring in some coal miners to watch me." The other voice says, "That might be a problem, sir." Fourth panel, we see Drumpf. He says, "And why is that?" And then someone else is in the room. I'm not sure who it is.
Reince.
Maybe Reince.
Reince.
He says, "It's getting harder to book coal miners. They can't afford the trip." And in the back of the this panel, we see Time magazine with Trump on it. Fifth panel, Trump is in here in this panel, and he has very tiny hands but a big old head.
Mm. Mm.
He says, "Can't afford it. After all the jobs I created." Ryan says, "They may not have heard about them, sir. How about bringing in some local sales associates instead?"
But my favorite part of this comic so far is Agata's face at reacting to every single frame.
Yeah. I don't think we've done Doonesbury.
No, we haven't.
Jesus.
This is way more political.
This is what I mean. You brought a 65 to 75-year-old man on your show to talk about trends, and he was like, oh, let's read something fun like Doonesbury. Like an idiot, this dumb maple syrup.
No, I'm loving this. I'm loving this, and... there's no way any of the other comics would have been any better than this either.
Yeah.
That's true.
Sixth panel.
Okay, we're almost there.
Panel number six.
Now, three quarters. Now we have like a fade, so we see both Trump and Reince here, but they sort of have like a blue and white fade, and they're shadowed. Sort of like someone turned the lights off. Trump says, "Sales associates." Ryan says, "Yes, sir. Three times as many people work at Sears alone as mine for coal, and they're in even worse shape." Seventh panel. We see Trump, just a close-up on Trump. His tie, his red tie is on the desk. There's a couple books on the desk. He has very tiny hands. He's shaking them up and down.
Agata is buckling under the weight of this. She cannot physically stand this.
Too much.
Trump very angrily says, "Are you insane? I'm not posing with a bunch of losers for retail. Coal miners are my brand. Find me some." Now, as always, before I read the final panel, we go around and we guess what the final panel could be.
Oh, boy.
Anyone want to guess what this final panel could be?
I mean, okay. This is definitely more political than this show usually gets.
Sure.
And, I mean...
This show is a huge right-wing follower.
We don't want to upset
anybody.
Entirely
alienated now.
Yeah.
But, you know, like this... First of all, bad timing. Putting Reince in the... Reince Priebus in the comic. Because he just got fired this week. So he wouldn't be there anymore.
Didn't anyone double check these comics?
Yeah, come on.
Fact check your fake news comment.
But I'm going to guess... you know what? This comic has all the ingredients required for a great punchline.
Yeah.
All they have to say is Reince Priebus.
Great guess.
Okay, I'm going to guess that Trump says, bring in one of those Sears salespeople because I want a new washing machine.
Okay, great.
Okay. Whoa, I got it.
George?
Yeah, he says, "What? You won't do it?" Trump says, "What? You won't do it?" And then he said, "I can't even bepree this."
Oh, yeah.
He says,
Yeah, it's good.
And then the whole comic sets on fire.
Well, I'm sad to say you're all wrong.
Wait. Even me?
Even you.
even George?
Yeah, even George. Even Gabe.
God, we did pretty good, though.
Yeah.
A brand new character is in the final panel.
How are we supposed to know?
I don't know who this person is.
You have to tell us.
Is it Mooch?
Is it Steve Bannon?
You know what? You know what it kind of looks like him, but I don't know if it is. It's a brand new character. He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. He's eating Chinese takeout.
Oh, that's Chris Christie.
Oh, that's Garfield.
Same.
Same.
Yeah. He's on the phone.
Chris Christie hates Mondays.
Yeah. And he says, he's on the phone and he says, "Sid, the White House needs 20 coal miner types. They all retired years ago. Those parts are gone."
Okay. Man, what a funny comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
What a funny, uplifting comic for the middle of this show.
Right.
Well,
thank you.
Lucky for you, we got another part of this segment.
Oh, yup.
Great. Well, you're gonna we'll see.
We don't have it?
Oh, here it is. Okay. Yeah, here it is.
Okay.
Yeah, so now is the part of the show where I read the comments on the comic.
Yeah, the people from gocomics.com have accounts there and like to comment on what's happening.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
So this comic has 89 comments.
Wow.
I'll just choose three.
It got cross-posted to Breitbart, so all those people are coming to do whatever they do.
Okay, so Jerry.Cheney says, Reince, you are fired. Get me the mooch. He will do anything I ask.
Great.
Okay, just that's a joke pitch, I think, from our friend Joe Cheney. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ermine, not yours, says...
that's funny. That's a good play on words.
Yeah. He says, such tiny hands.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He can read cursive.
I remember that from earlier in the comic.
Probably the only funny part of the comic.
That was frame 5,
visually,
right?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
And finally, a GC insider. Someone paid money to write this comment. Gon Sharma says, can't they just get 20 guys from a gay bar, put helmets on them, and pass them off as coal miners?
What?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Mm, good That's point.
Why do they have to be from a gay bar?
I don't know.
Why couldn't it be literally any bar? I don't understand that.
Yeah, that's a pretty homobar normative way to go about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Look, I just read the comments. I don't agree with them.
Some of them you agree with.
Yeah.
You agreed with that one, that first one.
Oh, that one was good.
That joke pitch.
Yeah.
I could tell in your eyes.
Outback Steakhouse at the center of bizarre conspiracy theory.
Wow.
I saw this.
Outback Steakhouse is at the center of a bizarre conspiracy theory?
That's right.
This is two of my favorite things.
In one trend?
In one trend.
Wow.
Outback Steakhouse?
A big fan.
Conspiracy theories?
Love
one
it.
One of the only restaurants that was in near the town that I lived in. So.
Oh.
Oh, really?
If you weren't going there, you're probably either going to Sam Diego's or you were going to Olive Garden. Yep, Sam Diego's.
Diego's.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? What kind of food is
Tex-Mex.
That?
Tex-Mex. Tex-Mex, right in the heart of Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Wow.
Yum.
Yum.
Well, I saw a picture. I didn't read the article, but it looked like they have satanic star layouts.
Yes, so a Twitter user by the username of Eat My Aesthetics recently looked at all the restaurant chains locations and drew out what looks like a pentagram just by why, I don't know.
To find the truth,
yeah. Yes.
The truth is out there, Scully.
Yes, and so obviously something's going on.
Because they built Outhouse Steak
Back.
Hey, welcome to Outhouse Steak Backs. Yeah, we get it. They're shitty steaks, but that's part of our deal. Yeah. Come in this weekend to Outhouse Steak Back. Outhouse Steak Back, no take back. If you order it, you eat it. Outhouse Steak Back. No rules, just whatever we say, you fucking idiot.
It's a great spot.
Outstack Bake Hacks. Hey, guys, if you've ever wondered how to make one of these, Outhack Bake Stack says, do it this way. Welcome to the internet.
Cook it in your laundry machine.
Yeah, put it in your laundry machine.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
So they were, these outhouse steak backs were in the shape of a...
Pentagram. Yes. Multiple, not just one.
It's like in the city, all the locations are like...
But all you have to have is like 5 outhouse...
Yeah, equidistant.
Locations.
Yeah.
Where you draw. Like
where you draw.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, I guess I can kind of see how people would see a pentagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I think that they're doing the work of the devil, and I commend them for it.
The road to Hades is paved with blooming onions. Is that my Australian accent? How was that?
I think it was great.
It was good.
It was Hades.
It was no French accent, but it was great.
Yeah.
I've never been to an outhouse.
You never been to an outhouse?
Never been to an outhouse.
I've never been to an outback location. I've never been to an outback location before.
Really?
Never eaten at an outback. Never been inside one.
Never been outback.
I've been in a Sizzler.
Oh, okay. So if that's your point of reference, Imagine a Sizzler, but small. Everything is smaller.
No fountain.
There is no fountain. Mm-hmm. There's no salad bar. Everything's a little bit darker. Yeah. The aesthetic has cowboy things for seemingly no reason because it's like an Australian. I mean, there are Australian cowboys. There's like cattle herders and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's a little too Western-y. It's not really Australian at all.
Yeah.
Inauthentic Australian. then you go in. There's the wait staff is either just a dude who looks like me, but if I ate myself. So that's option number one. Uh-huh. Just like heavier, sweatier, shorter. And then he'll either take your order or it'll be a woman who's like 55 or so, who's got like a kid who's always about to graduate high school.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Always going to be going to Framingham State. And just like is a human cigarette, and that's it. And then it's just the food is just fine.
Yeah.
Except for the Bloomin' Onion, man.
Bloomin' Onion.
Which is just a gift.
Mm, really?
What is Framingham State?
It's just a place in Massachusetts where people go.
Got it. Got it. Bloomin' Onion. We're back on the East Coast.
Work of the devil.
About this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But those people, I think those are the staff at every Outback. And you just take your working class identifiers from your regionality and just kind of remove that and
got
put
it.
Them there.
Got it.
And you'll be fine.
You've painted a great picture, so I feel like I've been to one now.
Thank you.
Do they not have them here, or you just have never been?
Oh, they got them here.
Oh.
Yeah, they're here.
There's one in Burbank. I'm not from here, so I'm...
Yeah, but I'm in California.
Yeah.
Oh, they got them. It's one in Burbank.
Yeah.
Right next to the Olive Garden. They're always next to an Olive Garden.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a conspiracy?
Should we go right now? Get a couple of Bloomin' Onions.
Pack up the podcast rig. We're going to...
We should take the show to get some syrup.
Yep. Come to Stewart & John's in Westmoreland. Yes. Get yourself some pancakes. Yeah.
Let's do a little tour. Stuff. Stop by all the spots of the East Coast.
Yep. All six.
Maple House. Sugar House. That part's in cursive too.
You did a great job though. You did a really good. You saw that there was a maple leaf on the hat, and that was enough for you.
Yeah. Okay. Sugar House, Outback. What else?
San Diego's. The Olive Garden across the street from the Star Market.
Yeah, I think those are the big four.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
The big four attractions that people go to when they want to see the beauty of the East Coast has to offer. Great. I'm on board.
Me too. I got to get out there.
So you're not worried about the possible satanic rituals?
Where
that
is this located?
Oh, no. That only makes
where?
It.
Where?
Yeah. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
No, but where is the pentagram?
Everywhere.
All of them are in a... So
they're all of them are in... Yeah, all of them are like adjacent in a way where a pentagram can be drawn out.
That is weird.
I feel like that's not... I feel like that's not a thing.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not a thing. I feel like it's
Are you saying Google Maps is lying?
Yeah. I think it's the liberal media. I imagine that's a thing where it's like that's probably based on a model where they're like, oh, franchise. We have to establish a franchise within X amount of miles from other franchises.
To appease the devil.
To
appease the Morning Star, the Dark Lord, Beelzebub. but also so that they can probably get like freeze dried goods to each store, before it like becomes even shittier and then is inedible.
And that's what makes the devil mad.
Yeah, the devil hates spoiled produce. Yeah. That's why he's always going to farmers markets, squeezing peaches and stuff.
Squeezing peaches.
Yeah, that devil. He always squeezing
peaches.
Squeezing
the peaches.
God, he really does. I think I heard that he likes to eat his steaks where they just melt in your mouth and you don't have to chew them at all.
Correct.
So, and that's like, Outback Steakhouse is the place to go when you want a steak that doesn't need to be chewed up.
Yeah, well, his teeth are all fucked up.
Their mashed potatoes are good, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Mashed potatoes at Outback are wonderful.
Now I kind of do want to go there.
I've just Postmates some Outback, so it's on the way right now.
Yes.
God, that would be great if that were real.
McDonald's appears to be bringing back Szechuan sauce.
Okay.
Everyone's favorite sauce is coming
back. I like how all the trends today are about fast food restaurants or, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Szechuan sauce.
Outback is fast casual.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're being fast casual normative right now, right?
Szechuan sauce. Szechuan never had it.
Me neither.
Me neither. That's so a
it was,
thing?
Yeah, it was a limited time to promote the Mulan film.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I remember. That's it's like so sweet and sour sauce, but a little spicier.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
And
the reason why it's coming back is because there was a whole episode of Rick and Morty where one of the characters wanted to bring the sauce back, and I guess someone at McDonald's is a big Rick and Morty fan.
Rick and Morty is such a part of the zeitgeist now that it's forcing McDonald's to bring back. That's a conspiracy more than this other.
Well, I think it's like one of those things where, like, if a comedian starts talking about, who was it that was talking about chicken fries, and then Burger King was like, oh, let's bring chicken fries back. It's like if people
Louis C.K.? Was that Louis?
I don't think it was. Mm. I don't remember who it was.
Dice Man?
Dice Man?
Was hey, it Dice what Man? About these, huh? They're delicious.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just one of those things where it's like if it's in the news and people are talking about it on Twitter or whatever, mm-hmm. like the company's just like, ooh, let's capitalize on this as fast as we can.
Mm-hmm. I think it was Dimitri Martin who did a couple drawings of chicken fries.
Like, it was him.
Yeah,
it was him.
That wouldn't it be cool?
Sounds
to,
like it.
Wouldn't it be cool to like bring these back?
That's a spot on.
That is a really good Dimitri Martin.
Thank you.
Yeah, you brought out your giant notepad and everything. I'll try it.
You're a big Nugget fan, right?
Yeah, you're a big Nug fan.
I'm a big Nugget fan. That's true.
Love to crush some Nugs.
I remember that.
I try not to eat them, but
they're delicious.
They're good.
I would also go so far to say that McDonald's has, if not the best, the second best Nuggets.
Mm. Ooh, who's first best?
Wendy's.
No. Oh, wow. McDonald's is better than Wendy's.
Is all white meat chicken. Uh-huh. It's like a breaded fry instead of a deep.
Love that.
Battered fry? Mm. It's not, I don't know what's going on with that McDonald's fry. It's an unachievable level of nugget fry.
It's so good, though.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah.
But
I used to, George remembers me bringing in kids' meals with
that's correct.
Chicken nuggets yep. in them when we because mm-hmm. he was my boss when I worked at UCB Sunset mm-hmm. and he would be like and nice nuggets and I'd be like thanks.
I never said that to you. I never said that to you and I never said it in that cartoonish wow. voice.
I distinctly remember
probably
you.
Like what's in that stupid box. And then I knock something over and then like opened a locker with my elbow because I'm cool.
Damn, that's so cool.
Yeah,
he was kind of a bully now that I'm thinking about
no,
it
sounds
well
cool.
Guys, thanks for having me on.
How's Agata as an employee?
Wonderful. Yeah.
A dream.
Yeah.
She's
did you get work study of the month ever?
I didn't, but I know you nominated me, which is, that's an award in
you're
itself.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yes, thank you.
Very sweet.
Now we're getting very deep sweet. Into the
your work study of baseball. The month here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I got transferred over to the other theater, and we never saw each other again.
Yep,
it was really
that
sad.
Was it.
Yeah, this is actually the first time I've ever looked at you since then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Per the requirements of the job.
Yeah.
At
yeah.
UCB.
They really try and stir up like competition between the workers at both theaters.
That's correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
We like to if we can draw a deep chasm between you know, the already very small community that we're in, we will encourage that at all costs.
Yeah.
It's a big part of our job.
You know what's gonna start fights? Is people trying to get the Szechuan sauce.
Way to get us back on track.
No, that's a callback, baby.
Well, so...
who's going to be mad about it?
Maybe the creators of Mulan.
People who can't get it. The creator, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Mulan is saying, like, this was our sauce.
Yeah.
Now you're giving it to some other cartoon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. WTF. Unless... another Mulan movie is in the works.
Ooh, that would be fun for no reason.
I think there is.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, there is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So,
live action?
I think so.
Who are they getting to play Mulan?
I don't think they've announced it.
Emma Stone.
Got him.
Nice.
I did prepare a game
Uh-oh.
For the end of the show.
We don't always have a game, so you're lucky. You're a lucky guy.
You are lucky to be here.
You are a lucky
stooge.
Guy.
I have to say, you are not lucky to be here. This is going to be bad.
Why?
Oh, man.
Why is this going to be bad?
Well, I'll explain.
Okay.
Let me just get
now
my
notes. I'm scared. What is it?
I'm looking at all the books in the studio. Surrounded by leather volumes.
Oh, yes. Those all
oak
are
and
my
mahogany
wife's.
Everywhere.
She's read before. I have not.
The Clash? That Clash book? Is
yes.
that your wife's?
It was an early gift from me to her.
Oh. Big fan?
Sure, yeah.
Big Clash
absolutely.
Fan?
Yes. Love the Clash.
Yeah, I love the Clash, too.
What's in that book?
Don't open
cursive.
It.
Cursive. Cursive, just leave it alone.
Yeah.
It's hollowed out.
Is it just pictures of the Clash? Or like a...
Yeah.
Man, way to super undercut that gift.
Yeah.
What is it, just pictures and little anecdotes yes. about
stories.
Their career and their creative process?
Yeah, quotes.
Cool.
Oh. What are the chances the author of that book is listening to this right now?
Hi. I'm right here.
George.
I wrote the book.
I never knew.
Thank you for buying it.
You're welcome. Would you sign it before you leave?
Yes, that's why I'm here. Does anybody else have questions? We're in a Barnes & Noble now. Anybody have questions?
Yeah, could I get a large caramel frappuccino?
That's not how this works. You go to that one. You go to that one.
Guys, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I've been known to do some bad impressions.
Okay.
Right?
I disagree.
Name
Thank
one.
You for saying that.
Not so far.
Ray
Not
Romano.
Today.
Yeah.
Ooh, do you have a Ray Romano?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh, thanks.
We did this bit. I was working on a movie. This guy, Cody Broder, and I did this bit that the cast started liking initially and then hated by day like 12 or 15, which was a fake podcast called Two Ray Romanos. It was just us being like, hi, I'm Ray Romano.
Why?
Welcome to the podcast. This is also Ray Romano. So we should get together and do three Ray Romanos.
Hi,
welcome to Three Ray Romanos.
No, that's good. A little anecdote from my end. When I was in high school, a group of my friends were planning a trip. And one person specifically wanted to exclude me because they were afraid that I would just be doing impressions the whole trip.
Huh? Wow.
That's a really
Man, I'm really
sad
sorry.
Story.
No, it's okay.
Screw them.
It's all right.
Jerks.
Shout out to that.
What are they doing now? Anyway. Digging ditches?
Guys.
Yeah, they better be.
Better be.
Or laying in them.
Yeah.
Or pumping gas.
I haven't heard from this person.
Or getting since. Stitches.
Yeah.
Ooh. Or sewing stitches.
Yeah.
They're a nurse.
They're nurses. Yeah.
They're a nurse practitioner.
Yeah.
We don't know?
I don't know. I haven't heard from them. If you're out there, write into hey
wow.
at twb.cool.
You got to bleep that out. We're going to start a war on this show.
Guys, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I've been known to do some bad impressions. Mm. The kind that might cause a certain Jerry Seinfeld to say... This isn't funny. Stop laughing.
Anyway. That was a good...
Oh, my gosh. My favorite Jerry Seinfeld quote.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Stop laughing. This isn't funny. Stop laughing.
Anyway, I thought I would take my mimicry skills and make them into a game. And that's why there now exists a game called The Impression That You Guess. Never sounds quite like it should. It's a bad and tragic mess. Because I'm sure it isn't good. It's The Impression That You Guess. Right?
Yeah.
Nice
okay.
job.
Thank you. Okay, so
everyone seems mad at you for some reason.
No, totally we just don't know what's happening.
I don't know what this is.
We have never done this before.
So I've picked three impressions that I've never tried.
Okay.
And
Oprah.
No, I do that
no,
at the beginning
like
of every episode.
No, it seems like he has this bit pretty well planned out. I don't think you yell it at him.
Yeah, that comes later.
Also do Oprah.
Okay, Stedman. So for each impression.
Do Stedman.
Stedman.
I love you, Oprah. Great. I assume he just talks like her.
Yeah.
That's a great Stedman.
So for each impression, I have three quotes that I will attempt to say in the impression of decreasing difficulty.
Okay.
So the first one will be something that doesn't really necessarily give it away.
Okay.
The second thing will be something that probably will give it away. Mm-hmm. And the third one is one where it's the impressionist just saying what their name is.
Oh, okay.
Classic impression. Nice move.
And we guess?
When you know what it is, lock it in. Because the other thing is, I don't like to be interrupted during my impressions. So once I'm done with the impression, I will say, ding, ding. That signifies that the impression is over, and you guys are, whoever can shout the name of the impression first gets the point.
Do the words ding, ding come up as part of any
Never.
Of the impressions?
I made sure.
Very confusing.
That's a good question.
I made sure not to have ding, ding.
I have
in
a question.
Ring a ding, ding.
So when you say ding, ding, we lock in and then say who it is?
No, I do the impression. You try and figure it out before I say ding, ding.
Because
once I say ding, ding, that's when you're allowed to guess.
Okay.
If you guess before, you lose points.
Okay.
But you say the name of the person.
You say the name of the person.
No. He's going to give
you.
The first impression, the line that is the hardest line.
Yes.
And then say ding, ding.
Ding,
and
ding
maybe we'll
one.
Guess it, maybe we won't. And by the end, he'll be like, it's Jeff Buckley. And then you just say
fuck,
ding,
I've got
ding.
To cross one
yeah,
off.
Cross off Jeff Buckley.
Jeff Buckley.
I can tell you were going to do one.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
Yes.
This is impression number one. Are you ready? You already said yes. It's a little arrogant to pick In Theory as my favorite episode, and it's one of my favorite episodes, but the reason why it means so much to me is that it's the first episode that I ever directed. This was my directorial debut. Ding, ding.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
No.
Alfred Hitchcock.
No.
Ivan Reitman.
No. Okay, so, I forgot to say, you get 3 points if you get it on the hard one, 2 if you get it on the medium one.
That makes sense.
And 1 if you get it on the... Okay.
Okay.
Quote number 2. It's part of my philosophy of finding diversity in the work that I do, but I am now honored and delighted to be playing the role of the emoji poop. Ding, ding.
Patrick Stewart.
I think that George got in first.
No, Agata wins because she called him Sir Patrick Stewart.
Oh, really?
I did not recognize him as a knight.
That is a good point. Okay.
And I'm a garbage person for it.
Okay, Agata gets 2 points for getting Patrick Stewart correct.
Well, isn't it nice to know
Sir Patrick Stewart.
Even Sir Patrick Stewart needs his bathroom redone?
Yeah.
Like someone called him and was like, "Hey, Sir Pat Stu, what's going on? It's Daniel. Hey, man, listen, I got a script coming over right now. You're playing shit, but they're gonna give you $11 million to do it." And he was just sort of like, "Oh, well, I suppose."
Oh, you already did a better impression than me. Great.
I didn't mean to.
You can't upstage Gabe in his impression game.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
It was then that I was thrown out of the podcast.
Wait, what was the first quote from?
It was just an interview. So some of these are just from interviews. Those don't give things away.
About
yeah, what are you
he directed an episode of Star Trek: The Next Generation called In Theory.
We're not going to know Star Trek stuff.
That's why it's the hard one.
Yeah, it's the hard one.
All right.
It's the episode where Data falls in love.
You know.
I should have known it was that episode.
I didn't know it was that either.
Okay, impression number 2. This is the hard one. It's just exasperation and a certain resignation that we're going to put up with it. And I think that translates to the audience like, oh, well, they're saying it's okay. It's tiresome, but it's not hurtful. Ding, ding.
Bjork.
No.
Susan Sarandon.
No.
Kirsten Dunst.
No. Oh, you guys all think it's a woman. Great.
Well, it just sounds like you, slightly more feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. number 2. One of the writers God, I wish I could remember his name. He came up with, he used to say it apparently in the writer's room. That's the tale I've heard. And if I remember correctly, at a taping, someone said, that would work in here. What if he said Bazinga after that? Ding, ding.
Before I say the main nerd on the nerd show, whatever his name is.
Sheldon Cooper.
No.
Why was he a debutante the second time around?
I don't know. Yeah. These are not good impressions.
Clearly. Now I know. Yeah.
What's that dude's name? Sheldon.
Jim Parsons.
Oh, July, yeah. You get 2 points.
Yeah.
Okay, this could be a 3-way tie. That's fine. I don't have a tiebreaker.
Young Sheldon coming soon.
So far, it's a 2-way tie.
Yeah,
I have no points.
Okay.
We have one more, though.
Okay.
All right, this is the last one. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, that's true. I could win.
Yeah.
Yes.
When our universe was 1 second old, it was the size of a marble, which is insane when you think about it. All of the 100 billion galaxies, all of these stars and worlds, all of the energy of the universe was condensed to the size of a marble. So you can imagine how dense and hot it was. Ding, ding.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
You're all incorrect.
Whoa.
Stephen Hawking.
No, you can't guess twice.
How dare you?
Okay, number two. At the table read, I have to do it back and forth. It's like, Brian, a pie tastes better with Cool Whip. What? I said a pie tastes better with Cool Whip. Say Cool Whip. Cool Whip. Ding, ding.
Seth MacFarlane.
Thank you.
Why was the first one a science fact? It's befuddling.
Because he hosted... didn't he host the reboot of
Cosmos?
Cosmos?
Did he?
No, that was... Neil deGrasse Tyson. Neil deGrasse.
Or maybe he produced it?
He was involved somehow.
He was involved somehow.
Oh, okay. And that was from an interview, I'm guessing.
Anyway, that's been the impression that you guess. Oh, no, you don't have to play it again. Never sounds quite like it should. It's a sad and tired band mess. Because I'm sure it isn't good. It's the impression that you guess. Okay.
Do you remember how popular ska was?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, man,
talk about a trend.
Oh yeah.
What a trend. I never liked it though.
Oh.
Did you ever see it live?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, then all hopes lost for you.
The first concert I went to was Warp Tour 2003.
That'll do it.
With my uncle. Mm-hmm. So I feel like... Saw a good number.
Uncle Cracker?
Yes. My Uncle Cracker.
That's your uncle?
Yep.
Good Charlotte. Who else was there? Hawthorne Heights?
Mm-hmm.
Rancid was headlining.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
That checks out. NoFX was probably there. 311 probably was there.
All the big
Blink
ones.
Blink 182.
Mm-hmm.
Had they happened yet?
Some 41.
Some 41.
Yeah.
Maroon 5.
Bowling for Soup.
Maroon 5 doesn't fit in there.
It had a number.
Shut up! They just throw shoes at him.
We want ska.
Just out of nowhere.
At this point, we've reached pretty much the end of the show, but we do have one last thing that we do.
Mm-hmm.
It is a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about one of the things that we talked about on the show. George.
Yeah.
We'd love it if you'd participate.
Great.
But you're not required to.
Thank you. But I may. Thank you for the invite.
If you want.
How do you turn that down?
Right.
It's more fun if you do.
We say that because...
Have you had guests turn it down?
We had one guest.
Was it Greg
Cody
Gable?
Cody Schmidt? He refused.
Yeah.
To do a hoedown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
We might need to... Maybe we can invite him on again and spend the whole episode...
Trying to get him to do it. Yeah, sure.
He was very adamantly against it, and I respect that.
Was it a cultural thing because he's from Florida? Did he feel targeted?
Maybe.
He
was on with
Jeremy Colhane.
Yeah. Oh, so it was fine. Like, there were enough people to do it still, but Because I don't do the hoedowns.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another major thing.
What's what is your aversion to the hoedown?
I did it for a long time, mm-hmm. and I just, I do not enjoy doing it. I don't like improv warm-ups that are singing, and it feels that way to me.
I love them.
But these two are big, big song heads.
Are you guys also big fans of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Our dream guest, Colin Mochrie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know him?
Don't stop saying that to our guests.
Hold on, I'll text him.
Is that, I'm sorry if that's insulting, but
no, I'm just texting him right now.
Oh my God.
C-Mox, as I call him.
C-M-O-X?
C-M-O-X. Oh, yeah, right. You knew it was with an X. He does his research. This is good journalism.
Yeah, I gotta stop doing them. I gotta say, I was...
Oh, you were saying, I gotta stop doing them, not... I gotta stop doing them.
No, I've got to keep doing them.
To stop doing them.
That's what I heard. I gotta stop doing them, and I was like, "Live your truth, buddy."
I gotta say, I was on this trip, and I saw there was a Whose Line on TV at the hotel, and they did a hoedown. And what I thought after it was, we've done some that are as good as those. I'm throwing down.
It's only taken 2.5 years.
It's a hoedown throwdown.
That was a hoedown throwdown.
All right.
So if you're listening.
Listen, C-Mox. Brad Sherwood, Chip Esten, we're on your level, music-wise.
Great. I got it. Do you have a suggestion, or Robalora Hall, either of you, do you have a suggestion of something we can hoedown about?
Let's do a hoedown about Satanic Outback Steakhouse.
Great.
So we are now going to do... a traditional, in the style of the great television program Whose Line Is It Anyway, hoedown about satanic rituals and Outback Steakhouse. Oh, I don't like the devil. I think that he's whack. That's why I go to the outhouse steak back. He is really whispering in my ear, but as long as I pray to God, he will keep me dear.
Well, I went down to the Outback Steakhouse tonight. I got me some bloomin' onions. It made me feel all right. It was so good and tasty. Make me feel like I was hating. I'm a... That's all bleeped out.
Oh, okay. Outback Steakhouse, it's no rules, it's just right. It's because all their recipes are written by the Lord of the Night. Everybody's bugging, religion's under attack. Well, if you don't like the steakhouse, hey man, Szechuan sauce is back.
Nice.
That was beautiful.
If you wanna get yourself a really solid meal,
go out to Outback right now.
They got the bloomin' onion and all the eyes of frog.
Hey, this steak is made of dog.
Steak is made of dog.
Makes sense, because the devil would do that.
He would.
I didn't know that there was an organ part. I didn't know that there was a whole end bit. That was such joy.
Yeah, that was Robalora Hall plays the piano.
It's the one thing she actually does.
It's crazy that piano just comes out of her chest.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's really the best part about her. I mean, that's kind of why we deal with all the other BS and the horniness that she brings to the show.
Yeah.
I'm so horny.
Okay. All right. We almost got through a whole episode.
You brought it up.
I know. Speak of the devil.
Which we were.
Outback?
George.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Anyway, this was real fun.
We had a great time. Mm-hmm. Lot of laughs.
Good app.
Do you have anything you want to plug at this time?
I'm moving to New Hampshire. So I'm just going to plug the Granite State, Live Free or Die. I have an album coming out September 17th, an EP called the Epitaph EP.
Cool.
Go out and find that on SoundCloud and maybe iTunes if I figure out how to do that. It'll be on Bandcamp probably also. That's it.
Nice.
Cool.
Well,
be nice to each other.
We're all going to miss you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Agata, do you have anything you want to plug?
I'm going to plug drinking a smoothie.
Okay, yeah. Do you have a blend that you want to shout out right now?
I put a big handful of spinach, almond milk, berries, half a banana, chia seeds.
That sounds great.
Sounds good. Except the banana. I don't like bananas.
banana
July.
Hater.
I have no plugs. I will give my plug to Robo Laura Hall.
Okay. Very generous, as always.
I want to plug Honest Roommates on YouTube.
Honest Roommates?
That's right.
What is that?
Oh, thanks, yeah. Robo Laura
yeah,
Hall.
I guess she's a fan of something George has been a part of.
Wow, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Written and directed by the incredibly smart and talented Lindsay Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I saw that.
It's a web series I did with the also wonderful, very talented Hillary Ann Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
Now on a television show on NBC, whose title I don't know.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I did watch that when it came out. It was very good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Gabe, you got anything?
Yeah, I'd like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits. It can be found on the web, as Agata said earlier, at http://www.twb.cool or on iTunes. I'm still sticking by my promise to do those things the show makes everyone say if you send those reviews into your podcatcher of choice.
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
Thanks everyone for listening. We really appreciate and love each of you.
Thank you, Andrew Clotworthy, for our song.
Oh yeah, that too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.